Welcome to the second installment of the T-Theory Observations. This is now Monday morning, and we're going to go on and talk about Tom's question, which is basically deals with the long-term chart, and I have relinked that, which is the big chart called T-Theory Supercycles, and I changed the name of that one because there's a 40-year and there's an 80-year cycle. I added the bands at the top of the chart, and I have reproduce the oscillator overbought and oversold conditions with support levels, and you have three support levels. There's the historic speculative overbought level, which is up near the 29 peak and the 2000 peak. You got the 40-year cycle support level of the oscillator, and you got the 80-year cycle support level down in the deep oversold condition. Before getting on to his specifics request, I would say that I've seen the market open today in Asia, and it was down. In Europe, it's down, and the S&P futures are down. And so as we go into the probable opening of the U.S. market, we're likely to see a down day. I covered that case there with the lows at the blue line with the vertical arrows, and that is an expectation that there could be a cyclical rhythm that comes in for a week from now. I take the rising bottoms pattern of the oscillator as best place to buy because that's usually where you're getting everything that's pretty good to turn. But you'll have to watch that and see how it goes. But the cash buildup line is so advanced now and looks so bullish to me that someday you're going to get the turn around. And when you see it, you'll know what's happening.